Good afternoon, it's the John Leslie Show in the afternoon with me now. Well, I've been looking forward to this. Well, actually, no, I haven't been looking forward to this. I normally look forward to my interviews, but today I've got Marty Pello and Tommy Cunningham from Wet, Wet, Wet. And boys, I feel like my life has flashed before me when I'm out talking to you again.
Do you remember back then? Do you remember? I mean, we'll just talk about that. John's probably in his 70s, 80s now.
1875, I think you're fucking.
Yep. Boys, when I first met you, it was all happening for both of us, I think, 30 years ago. Yeah. It's scary to think back what's happened in all those years, isn't it?
Yeah. One of the things that kind of puts us off is back then, I remember thinking the music will be timeless, but no one will ever remember, you know, no one will be interested in the interviews. And then you go on the YouTube thing and it's everything you ever done's there, every mistake you ever made.
Well, you see, the thing is, Tommy, that and John, you know, when you have pictures that have dodgy haircuts and such like, you can keep them in your drawer. Like us, we are so giving, we share them with the nation.
Yes, but we got away with it because we had youth on our side, didn't we?
Yeah.
There's obviously a lot of reminiscing going on now that you're back together again, and you've come together for a new tour, which is next year, called the Big Picture Tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, with an album called the Big Picture? Yeah.
No, it's called Picture
Big
This.
Picture, sorry, I can't remember. Yeah, yeah.
The memory's gone.
Yeah. Could you write that down for me?
Oh, sorry, no, Tommy. Picture This. There you go.
God, it's hard work, this, isn't it?
Yeah. We've just begun, boys.
I know, it's a long way to go, John. A long way to go. So we kind of thought, well, the record company were going to re-release the album, so they were 20 years on, and we kind of went, well, let's make it bigger than that. Let's make it widescreen. So that's why the Big Picture, and we can incorporate a lot of those dodgy photographs, a lot of those dodgy videos that we made, you know. In other words, let's look back and be a bit retrospective, but really what it's all about is still pushing forward.
So you're not doing songs from the movies then?
No, it's not. It's not a thing. Wait. The jazz years. It's not that. No. It's big hits. It's hits from start to finish.
Yeah, and I think that's it's important that, you know, if you're coming along and you choose to buy a ticket, it's, you know, it's songs from all our albums. And, you know, it's kind of celebration of your work again, and, you know, but using it, the big picture has been the catalyst for us to write some new songs also to put onto the picture this album, and which will contain some new songs as well. So you get to see where we are now in our 50s as songwriters as well, John, you know. So that's great for us.
That's the same thing what happened to Mick Hucknall and Simply Red, because they got for the 30th anniversary, and he found, when he got back together with the team, the band, he wanted to write songs again. Is that what happened with, I mean, what came first?
Well, what, that was, you know,
the chicken or the egg?
Yeah. Well,
I can tell you this, John, you know, it was, you know, we're usually sitting around a table, not singing, but, you know, kind of eating, and it was Tommy said, you do realise we've only toured 3 times in the last 15 years, you know, maybe we should be thinking about doing a little bit more of that, and then that sort of is the revelation that, okay, one thing leads to another, and before you know it, you're saying, well, let's write some new songs and let's see where we are together. And that's the way it kind of came out, and before you know it, you're on tour again. And so for us, it's just a win-win situation, John.
I always look at it as if it's a bit like the Glasgow upbringing. We're always looking for an excuse for a party, and this is a great way for us to get out there.
Oh, aye.
Let me take you back to your Glasgow beginnings. I mean, did you actually meet on the bus, and that was where the kind of idea was spawned?
I think Marty looked at me and said, met on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. It was the school bus, wasn't it?
Thank heavens I'm the singer, Tommy. Glad you see that. That's cruel, but fair. But
I thought I sounded great there.
Well, that's the problem. Here lies the dichotomy. We all grew up together, John, in the same scheme in Clydebank. We all went to the same school together. And, you know, I think that's where the idea to start a band came from, you know, was that at school, you know, we loved music, and that was our point of reference. That was our connection, and then it was a matter of time we said, okay, let's try and write our own songs, and it just kind of stemmed from that. And we were blessed and lucky enough for other people to subscribe to that dream. Yep. So much so, millions of people came on board, and it was it's special. It's very special.
It's a slow process at the start, though. It's really hard to turn around in a working class environment and say to your parents, you know, you're going to go and get a job now, son. You're going to go, you know, be a carpenter. The shipyards are there waiting for you, and you're like, no, I'm going to be a pop star.
How different is the music business now to then?
Totally different. Totally. I think it's very healthy now. And it's healthy because of technology. The fact that a laptop is now a studio that was financially out of the reach of any musician. You know, you had to have the record companies finance everything to get you on that road. Now you can do it yourself, and you can write a hit in your bedroom, and you can record it, and you can put it out. So from this tiny little 6 foot box that you're recording in, it can take over the world. How healthy and how wonderful.
How big's your laptop for 6 foot?
6 foot room. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like a tiny little room. You know, absolutely. All you need is a microphone and imagination.
Your biggest hit, Love Is All Around. Who chose that?
Me.
Right, we've got Tommy to blame for that. Richard Curtis, the director of the movie Four Weddings and a Funeral, had sent us some songs. And one of them was Can't Smile Without You by Barry Manilow.
Yeah, the other one was that one that goes, the big long note.
A Lovely Day.
A Lovely Day.
Oh, okay, right, Bill Withers.
Bill Withers, right, yeah.
And I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, we made the right choice there, didn't we?
So you had a choice which ones to choose.
Yeah. And so we kind of, it was a no-brainer for us because we thought, okay, that's the Love Is All Around song by the Troggs, that we could find a way in with that, you know, to make it sound like a Wet, Wet, Wet record.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
And it was our kind of one record take all. You couldn't choose any other ones. It was like, choose one record. That's the record we're going to use for the film, and that's it.
Sure. But we weren't... The movie had been made, you know, these songs were kind of... by the time that we presented our song, they had shown the movie, I think it was at the
premiere.
Sundance. Is it Sundance from the film?
Snow Dance,
Winter Blizzard Festival.
The Robert Redford Festival.
Yeah, Robert Redford. No, Bobby Redford, which is not really as famous as Robert Redford.
His brother.
That's what they're doing.
I know that feeling.
Aye. Oh, hi. Hey. They were showing it at the Fun Dance singing festival in Athabane, Colorado, where everybody was there for with their Hawaiian shirts on. They noticed that there was a wee, they had to re-edit the movie, and that was our in to get in there.
Yes.
You know, it was the song that never nearly was.
We got in the back door, so to speak, pardon the pun.
So to speak, yeah. Yeah.
A game changer then, and it almost never happened.
Almost never happened.
John, we thought it was a B-side. We went, oh, that's nice. That'll be a wee, you know, that'll be a nice wee extra thing to do. And it was the Americans, when they were, hey, let's have a look at this British movie. And they listened to it.
Let's back up a minute, man. That was more German there.
Right.
let's have a look at, you know. No, no, that was never
good.
American.
That's good. Good, yeah. Right up my straza.
Yeah.
So there you go. It was the Americans' fault,
right? Yeah. When you got the big tour and the big picture tour lined up for next year, are you going to be having to write a new album for the new tour, or is that you're just concentrating on getting this tour up and running and getting yourself together for you know, next year? What's going to come first now?
All of the above. We've got plans which were finalised today to go back into the studio through the summer.
Yeah, oh, good. Okay, whereabouts?
Well, do you know we've got a choice? There's a little list of studios. You know,
yes, it could be France, could be America.
Yep. Could be my 6 foot room with a laptop.
That's probably more the reality of it.
Not back to the kitchen again then.
Oh, yes. Oh, bring it on. Bring it on.
Do you remember those days?
I do, Tommy. Indeed, yes, I do.
Graham had an extension put on the back of his house.
He was posh.
Yeah, it was very posh, yes. And
Clydebank.
We called it Spam Valley, actually, because, you know, anyway, it's a different story. And we set up in the extension, and then the drums and the bass and the keyboards and the guitar. The vocals, when I play drums, it's very, very loud. So yeah, Marty couldn't hear himself. Same thing still
pretty
happens.
Pretty much still happens all the same.
So he had to go into the kitchen. So the lead would run through the kitchen and shut the door. And it would be cold in there. So Marty would put the cooker on. And you sang to a gas cooker.
Yeah, it's because the fridge was there, actually, man, because Graham's mother made a nice cake.
That sounds like a song.
Oh, there's something in there.
Graham's mother made a cake. I'm not the singer.
You're doing a lot of singing these days, Tommy, aren't you?
Do you not have a favourite place to record in, or you just go with the flow and just say, oh, I want to be there in the summer, or is that how it works?
Yeah, we always like a destination anyway, you know. So it'll be somewhere where, you know, because I think if it's too close to home, we all want to just go back to home, or we all want to fly out, you know. So if we get the place on lockdown, then that's it. We're there
we have to lock ourselves in the room, don't we? Deadlines are good for us.
So highs and lows over the years, I've got to ask you, of course,
course.
You split up, boys. I mean, do you ever talk about the split? Is it something you kind of don't want to kind of?
You know, that's part and parcel of a documentation of
where we are.
You know, I mean, it did happen. You know, and you know, we're big enough and ugly enough to now look back on reflection, and we can see, in hindsight, we could. The older you get, you look back and you can sort of see it happening. You know, you can say, well, you know, that because of this or because of that, you know, that these things were going on within us, and you see it for what it is. But now, when we look back, we can see it where we are now. You know, and that's the most important thing, that it goes full circle, and your wants and your needs from your career change as each decade unfolds. You know, as things happen in your career, and you reevaluate what your wishes are, or what your dreams are, or what your aspects are, or what's it going to bring to the table for you.
And you grow up.
Exactly.
Well, there's the big thing.
There's another thing.
Yes.
You know, it's about it's all a journey. It's all about learning and how we deal with it. And like I say, you know, now that we're in our 50s, we're afforded the luxury of that balance in your career. You know, where you can say, right, okay, here's, you know, X amount of days here, we'll do that and we'll do this, I'll not do that and that. You know, I didn't like that first time. Hell no, I'm not going to do that again, you know.
Yeah, I think so. We've got hindsight thing with it that has taught us. I guess we look at even the breakup, even that kind of painful time, as being a lesson, the best lesson. Because you can get too close to it, especially back then when it was an industry that was running it, you know, it was huge, huge conglomerates. So. The lesson we took from it is stop taking it the business so seriously, you know.
Yeah, and let somebody else sit in the front of the car.
Or under the bus.
Yeah, under the bus.
So Martin told me the best bit about breaking up is the making up. Who picked up the phone first?
Sorry, John, is it right to sort of start wrapping it up?
Yeah.
Why, we're enjoying this.
The catalyst was that brought us back together. Unfortunately, my mother had passed away, John, and all the guys came to show their love and support for me, and that was the first time we'd all been in a room in a long time, and that was the catalyst that, you know, brought us back together and got us talking.
Yeah,
and
the four of us.
And from that led on to us, you know, sooner or later there was a guitar in the room, and we said, you know what? Come on, let's just write some songs and do what we do best as a band.
Well, that's nice. I'm sure your mum must have been, you know, would have been delighted at that.
Absolutely. No one was more supportive of us all than my mother. And you know, that led on to making a record and a tour. And away you go again, John. It's as simple as that.
Well, that's a lovely story.
True.
I'll finish up then, boys. I wish you well on the tour. And hopefully, I dare say I'll be front row.
Oh, aye.
You'll be on stage, John. What are you talking about, mate? Did he put you on that screen? Scare everybody.
I've had enough. I just had a terrible thought, right?
So did that. That internet's dangerous.
Great days.
Tommy and Marty, I'm going to finish with a few of your favourite things. I'm going to ask you five things, and I want you to say what it is that makes it your favourite thing. Okay, boys, your favourite place.
My favourite place will have to be Memphis, Tennessee. I love it there. You know, I go there and I record a lot, but it's just something magical about that city. Tommy?
All right. Mine's is a very obvious one. Home.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah. It's just where it all makes sense for me.
Where's home?
I still stay on the outskirts of Glasgow, tree-lined suburbia. That was a Welsh accent again there, yeah.
Spam
again.
Valley.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Spam Valley, that's it. Yeah, yeah, perfect.
Favourite person, boys?
Favourite person? Tommy. I'm looking at Tommy now.
Oh, that's sweet.
Aye, who's yours, Graham?
I love myself.
Yeah. I remember an argument where I was getting married. Marty came up and went like, so I'll be your best man then. And then Graham took me aside and went, so Tommy, what do you want me to do with the speech? And then Neil's like, so I'll be the... I'm like, well, what am I meant to do here? You know?
Yeah, you should have had me, Tommy. That cuts deep.
So I'll say...
Each other.
Marty.
Nah. Marty, yeah.
Okay.
That's good. That's
love you, man.
Favourite time
you
of your life?
Right here, right now.
Yeah, okay.
Right now.
In the moment, we both agree on that.
Favourite film?
Four Weddings and a Funeral.
promo.
That's just the back manager saying that.
Mine's is, what's it called? Papillon by Steve McQueen.
Oh, I love Papillon.
I love Papillon, that's mine.
It's quite gripping.
Yeah, it is and a half.
Okay, finally, boys, your favourite song?
Our favourite song
of all time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Oh, all you need is love.
Hippie. Man. No, that's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song.
I'm a David Bowie fan, so let's think of something Bowie and something that I love.
Let's dance, Tommy.
What? Life
on Mars.
Yeah, that's a great choice. Thank you, John.
My pleasure. You take John's choice, but you don't take my choice.
You said let's dance.
I want out the band.
Right. I better leave you before you split up again.
Yeah, you heard it. All right, John.
Tommy and Marty, pleasure, boys. I wish you all the luck with the tour, and I'll be there in front row. I can't wait.
Love you, man.
Love you, man. Great to be back together.
All right, cheers, man. All the best.